Okay, so welcome everybody. I am Linda Shea, Dolphin Ambassador and Evolutionary Leap Catalyst from Dolphin Heart World. And it is my privilege and joy to introduce the facilitator of the two facilitators of this call. We have two facilitators. But before I do that, just kind of a reminder about what this gathering is about, and I want to honor and acknowledge our dear, dear friend and podmate, Mary Getten, animal communicator, author of the, Communicating with Orca,
The Whale's Perspective. Yes.
Amazing book that I have now read three times. I don't ever read these books. So I highly recommend Mary's book, and I just want to honor and thank Mary Getten and her communication with Granny, the 104-year-old now orca whale up in the Pacific Northwest that Mary's been in communication with for years and years and years. It's Mary's best friend. But it was really their inspiration and Granny's plea to spread the word to humanity that the oceans are in dire need of human attention, human love, and healing. So Mary, it was really Mary's idea to bring this gathering, to create this gathering, and she's kind of in charge. She gets all the speakers lined up for every month, and Mary, thank you so much. I believe she's up in Washington State right now with the Fairy Congress. She's not with us right now. And the website that is growing that you can always refer to, you can go to the website now for the archives of all of these monthly calls. I want to thank David Rosenthal and Ann Gordon for collaborating and getting that website up and running. And everybody who shows up for these calls, the people who are called to this kind of call and to the kind of work that we do, we represent humanity that is just so caring, and we hold in our hearts a vision of a brighter future, a clean planet, and it's so, so important and valuable every time that even just two of us gather. So these calls, when many are gathered from around the world, are so powerful and important. I want to thank you so much from my whole heart for spending your precious time with us today on this for this tremendous purpose. It is recommended that each of us have some sort of a container with water during this meditation so that the water is charged with these healing frequencies. And then to find a natural body of water near you and to dispense the water and spread it out into the world. And for all of us, as much as possible, to spend even just 5 minutes a day affirming this water healing for the planet has made such a difference. So thank you so much for your continued attention to this. All right, so now David Rosenthal is my beloved husband, sweetie, and partner in this sacred work.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi sweetie.
Everybody.
Hi, David. Hello, sweetie.
We have so many sweeties in our lives. We have this one, sweetie two, sweetie three. David is a spiritual teacher, channel, dolphin ambassador, and what I love the most is he is the Cool J of Dolphin Heart World, the chief operating officer of Love and Joy. David is a valuable, wise, and treasured source of support to our pod mates who are going through the profoundly life-transforming dolphin attunement journey. David is also the channel for Archie, the spokes dolphin of the Cetacean Spiritual Council that guides and inspires us in our work with the dolphin consciousness. And today, we have shared the extraordinary gift of the Dolphin Attunement Journey with a global pod of over 600 people from 19 countries. And our book, it's really our book, Dolphin Love from Sea to Land, is available through Amazon.com. I wrote it, David edited it, and it really has become our book. So if you haven't yet had the pleasure of reading that, I recommend it. It's a beautiful healing journey in and of itself. David is going to start this, and then he's going to turn the call over to Archie, and Archie's going to lead the meditation for all of us. So, David, thank you for being willing to go public with your channeling and bringing Archie into the light for all of us. It's all yours.
Hi, everybody. Let me just see something.
Oh, that's we have 33 participants on the call. That's a great number.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. I love it. I'm going to do global mute so that we have a clear recording. Okay?
Not yet.
This is, okay.
Not yet.
Okay, when you do the meditation.
Yeah, when Archie comes in, yes. But, hi, I'm David.
Hey, David.
Yeah, it's. I know a lot of you. I'm so happy to hear a lot of you I haven't heard from for a while. And, of course, there are people who...
who are new to us.
Who are new to us. Mm-hmm. Archie's already about three quarters here, which means I can barely talk. So I'm going to just briefly say hi to everyone. And I think we'll go right in.
Okay, good.
I think we'll go right in.
Good.
I first met Archie in 2003. He is a golden, bright, shining dolphin being. I don't know if he's ever been in physical form. He described himself to me in the beginning as the dolphin aspect of Archangel Michael, whatever that means. My sense is that what Archangel Michael is for the humans, Archie is for the dolphins. But that is now blending because he's mostly working with us humans. I think the only thing I want to say is thank you. Thank you for being here. Most of our work, the work that Linda and I do together, is about supporting the humans in learning and receiving from the dolphins and from the beings of the sea, because they have so many gifts for us. But this very sacred thing that we do, you know, that Mary started and that we do once a month, is really about giving to the oceans and to the dolphins and the whales and the octopuses and the sharks and everybody else who lives on the larger part of the planet's surface. Okay. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this intention and this vision with us. The way Archie works, when I go into channeling, I'll usually be silent for a little while, a minute or two. And when Archie first comes through, he usually comes through in song. And so there'll be sounds that begin his presence. And you want to just kind of open up and let those wash over you and wash through you. And then he's going to lead us in a meditation. It's been kind of funny, 2 days ago I thought, well, what do I need to do to prepare for this meditation? Should I, like, make notes? And I was like, no, Archie's doing it. All right, so have a beautiful, beautiful experience, everyone, and thank you so much.
Okay, I will do global mute now. Thank
okay.
you, David. Thank you, Archie. Thank you, everybody. Here we go. And then we'll come back on at the end and reopen the call so that we can have some shares and connecting.
Yeah, I'll come back at the end.
Yeah.
I'll come back at the end.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello. We are Archie. We greet you. And we thank you most deeply and sincerely for joining with us today for this great and dear and sacred purpose. The effects of these healings are already being felt in the waters, and it is the consistency of intention, it is the gathering month after month after month that is truly making a core fundamental difference in the health of the oceans and in the direction of this planet. Now, these changes have not yet reached the level where you can read about them in your newspaper. At this point, they are still subtle. But we assure you that you are, and we are, together, having an effect and having a beneficial effect, and that the energy of life in the oceans is experiencing a swelling, a rising, and an optimism of new hope. And we say this to you because you will hear many stories to the contrary. And certainly this is true. There is great difficulty, there is great suffering, there is great pollution and poisoning and all of the rest. But our oceans can heal and are healing with your help. And so we thank you. And so today, we turn to our work and we ask each of you to connect deeply first with your own heart. And so place a hand upon your heart space and take some deep breaths. And you are spread around the globe, around the planet, each of you in your own area. But become aware as breathing into your heart, become connected to each other's hearts, and become aware that you are covering the planet with the energy of our collective heart. Continue breathing. The physical is always the effect. The energy and the higher dimensions are cause, are causal, are where cause originates, and so do not underestimate the power of creating this intention for the healing of our waters, the healing of our oceans, the cleansing and purification and bringing back to life. There was a word, revivification. You may not know this word, but it means to bring back to life that which the areas where the life has been diminished, to renew, to call forth. And so, continuing in this connection with our hearts and this connection to each other, And you will notice as you gaze upon the planet, as you see these lights upon the planet, that there are far more lights than are the numbers of you on the call. Because those of you who are present with us physically at this time are representatives, but we are not alone. And many humans are awakening to this need, to this intention, to this ability to make a genuine difference in the direction of our world. And so now, imagine that you are deep within the oceans, and know that you are fully supported. Breathing is not a difficulty. Simply become aware that your consciousness has moved deep, deep, deep into the depths of the oceans, into those places that are miles, miles below the surface. It's very dark because the sunlight does not penetrate this far. But there is also light. There is light of some of the very special beings who live at the bottom of the ocean, who glow. Some of these are physical, some non-physical. But become aware at the bottom of the ocean of this glow of life, of healing, of newness, and become aware there's actually an excitement. There's a quickening. There is a burgeoning of new life. And we are sending you pictures now. The pictures we are sending you go beyond the words that we can say. And some of you may be seeing images like your cartoons, but it is a vast energy, a vast multitude of beings in excitement and happiness and joy, genuine joy and health. And health, this sense of aliveness at the depths of the oceans. And so we are energizing together, each of us, this aliveness and this healing, each in our own way. Some of you are already energy healers, and you can simply use those modalities you're familiar with. Some of you are discovering brand new abilities even in this moment. But notice that energy is flowing through you, out your heart and into this area at the very depths of the ocean, where all of the different levels of life are becoming enlivened. This includes tiny microscopic beings. It includes beings that are small but large enough for you to see if you held them in your hands, all the way up to the great whales, who rarely go quite this deep as we are right now. But still, we are covering the entire spectrum with our love, with our light, and with our intention for healing, renewal, cleansing, purification, and joy. And as this aliveness spreads, you are feeling it within your own body. You are feeling it within your own heart. And as you feel it, it multiplies. Because this healing is for you also. Everything you give, you also receive. And so now, this renewal is going to begin to expand upward slowly in the direction of the surface. But let us take our time with this. Become aware of this spreading health, of this spreading joy rising from the depths of the oceans, rising from the depths of your own heart and your own consciousness. As without, so within, and as within, so without. And there is beauty. There is beauty in this life. And so, this energy, this vitality, this health, this purification is rising now to the level where the deep water fish are being touched and renewed, and where the waters themselves are being purified, structured, revitalized. Some of you have seen the pictures of the crystalline forms that water can take when positive thoughts are directed. And so that is happening right now within all of the waters of the planet, again, rising slowly from the depths. And so imagine that these thoughts are shaping the crystalline structure of the waters, these thoughts of love, these thoughts of appreciation, these thoughts of gratitude, these thoughts of healing, these energetic imprints of positive, expanding life, rising even higher to the point where now we are halfway toward the surface, and many, many beings, fish and crabs and lobsters and dolphins and whales and so much life being touched, being healed, being renewed, and being, and this may seem like a strange word, but the word is reassured. Being reassured that life is continuing, that life is continuing and will continue. Being reassured that the healing is in process. Being reassured that meaning is remaining and continuing and expanding. And so now, this energy again is continuing to expand, continuing to rise within the oceans and within your own heart, because they are one and the same in this moment. You are the ocean. The ocean is your heart. It is one. We are one. And again, you are giving healing and receiving at the same time, because that which you give, you do receive. And because that which you are giving to is a part of you, you are not separate from the oceans of this planet. This is the great illusion. This is the great misunderstanding. You are not separate. You are part of this global life, and it is part of you, and we are connected. We are all connected. And so this light, this love, this joy, this purification, this cleansing, this healing is rising now toward the surface of the oceans. now so many dolphins are being touched, and there is this internal sigh of relief as, ah, now it's going to be okay. Now the healing is coming. Now the humans are awakening as caretakers, as stewards of this planet. Now these connections are being formed and solidified and made, being made permanent, being made unbreakable. And so take a few more deep breaths. And see the oceans of the planet glistening with life, with love, with generosity. This is another word that may seem strange in this context, but it is that place of abundance, of a generosity of all beings receiving and having more than enough, so that we are all giving to each other, just as you are giving now to the beings of the ocean. They are expanding and giving to each other and to all. And there is a shining quality now to the oceans. There is purification, and this health, this aliveness, this vitality is spreading from the oceans up the rivers onto the land, and also evaporating up into the clouds and being dropped onto the land, bringing life, bringing vibration, bringing health and clarity and beauty. And for a few minutes we will have some silence as this process continues, and allow this awareness of health and vitality and renewed future, renewed reassurance of brightness. Allow this to expand through the oceans as you are watching them, and in the feeling within your own heart. And as this continues for a few minutes, we and the other grateful residents of our beautiful seas will sing to you. then what we have set into motion together today is truly in motion, and you may become aware that it's continuing even as you move on from our time together and continue on with your day or your evening. In truth, for the next 24 hours, this transmission that has come from us and also through us, and when we say us, we mean both ourselves and you, because you have participated in this creation, you've participated in this gift, and we thank you. But know that this energy of healing, this energy of renewal, this energy of partnership between the humans on land and the denizens of the sea will continue to expand. And so now we ask, we will begin coming back into our presence. We invite you to take some deep breaths and become aware again of your physical bodies. You may wish to gently and lightly touch your skin on your arms and your legs to remind your spirit of your physicality, to come back in and ground. And so we will stay here with you for another few minutes. So we invite you to
I will unmute everybody. Everybody's back. Thank you, David. Thank you, Archie.
If anyone would like to ask a question or express something, we can take a few minutes for the last in order to have our completion.
Thank you, Archie, for coming through. We feel so grateful for this transmission.
Oh, it is our privilege, and we thank you. That's
wonderful.
I have a question.
Yes.
Sometimes I listen to a certain piece of music, and I always see the same things in my mind. I think it's Atlantis, I don't know, but it's underwater, and when the structure collapses and the water hits the remaining people, they all turn to dolphins. Oh. I don't know what that means.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
One moment. And tell us your name, please.
Annie.
Yes, we
thought
that so.
Was you.
Thought so. It is the great merging that you are seeing. You are seeing the end of the separation between the humans and the dolphins.
Okay.
It is, yes, and it is a joyful thing. It can seem difficult because there is always that which would like things to stay the same. But it is true the creation of our unity that you are seeing.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Annie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other?
Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Archie.
Go ahead, yes.
This is Cindy from New York City. And I'm very grateful to participate. Thank you for being here. My question is about the shark. that seem to be merging frantically, emerging frantically into shallow waters along the eastern coast. We're seeing reports and feeling the frenzy, and I had it brought right into my physical presence outside of the water last night. And I'm wondering if there's some insight there that you can share with us. I plan to go to that spot to release my healing water.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what you might have to say about that.
Well, they are disturbed, yes. And they are coming closer because of the activity that is happening in the deeper waters that they are trying to move away from.
Mm.
It is unfortunate. It is difficult. And it is part of that which must come to an end.
And would activity...
Say again?
What activities are occurring in the deeper waters?
There is... one moment. Let us all take a deep breath. We do not wish to give energy to this at this time, particularly when everyone is so open after the experience we've just shared together. But it is true that there are activities with regard to the exploration and the search for oil, and there are activities with regard to the use of sonar and sound that are simply not in the best interest of the residents of these places, of these things. And so this... So let's speak in a deeper way of this. Our project together of healing and renewal requires the ability to be aware of what is actually happening and also to see beyond it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is actually happening in many cases at the physical level is very sad.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very difficult. And so there are disturbances. This is why we've asked you to come together. And even with everything we're doing, these disturbances will continue for another few years. And so it is when you see these effects of these sharks moving to different places where they normally would not be and such, send them your love.
Mm-hmm.
And hold both awarenesses, both the awareness of what we are creating together, hold the awareness of the renewed future, hold the awareness that these activities will stop, but also do not hide your eyes to what is actually happening in this moment. Can you do this?
Absolutely.
Thank you for understanding. If there are things that happen at the human level, there will be those who will ask you to sign petitions and such, asking for this activity to stop, and certainly do so. Certainly stand for caring for our waters. But also, we wish you to have peace and joy in your heart, even while passing through these difficult times.
I had a question on the sharks as well. I think it's this week that it's Shark Week on television, and I'm wondering if the consciousness of people is also drawing them.
That is another way of looking at it. It is not one or the other. It's part of the difficulty in the human mass consciousness at the level of the media and such is you hold the sharks in as a source of of fear in some cases because they are so powerful, but you must also hold them with love because they are so powerless. And it is now the humans who must become the caretakers.
Yes.
And so the sharks need your help. So yes, all of this is true, but ultimately everything that brings human attention to what is happening in the waters is a good thing, because the awareness is the first step before changes can occur. Thank you. Thank you for your question.
Aloha, Archie. This is...
Oh, go ahead.
One more. We will take
thank
one
you.
More.
Oh, thank you, Archie, for your presence, love, and wisdom. And my question is the coral bed reefs in relationship to the mermaids having a symbiotic relationship and the health of both of those. Do you have anything to share in respect to mermaids and coral beds, the coral reefs?
Well, first of all, the mermaids are quite adept at moving between dimensions. This is why you rarely see them. And so when this planet becomes inhospitable to them, they simply shift into the levels of this planet and other dimensions that are fully healthy. And so in this sense, do not worry so much about the mermaids. They are exceedingly capable at taking care of themselves. It is more your loss of their company that is to be mourned when they move on to these other dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
But although you, of course, are also capable of following them there if you become interested in doing so. As far as the coral reefs, they are indicators. They are meant to be vibrant and alive, as exactly as we were visualizing together in our meditation today. And in many cases, in many areas, they are also struggling. And healing is needed, purification is needed, and protection is needed. That is our answer to your question. Is that complete for you?
Mahalo. I was just wondering if there was a relationship between this dimension that the mermaids go in and out of in the coral reef, hiding within them, you know, I get a sense of them hiding within the reef themselves.
But that is very interesting, isn't it? Because you would think that a mermaid who was 5 or 6 feet long could not hide well within these coral reefs. But the mermaids are also very good at shifting their shape and their size. So yes, this is very good what you are saying. It is a bit of a secret. We do not have permission to say much more about this.
Okay, but thank you. That's the sense I was getting. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Mahalo.
Yes, you are not incorrect in what you are perceiving. Well, thank you all. Thank you, everyone. It is our gift. Let us take one more moment together in silence. Let us give you a parting gift before we leave the stage here. And so if you would, for yourself now, just for a moment, open, take a few deep breaths into your heart. And you will feel yourself surrounded by our love and our gratitude. We thank you, and we say farewell until we meet again.
Thank you, Archie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Archie.
Mahalo
nui.
Mahalo. Thank you, Archie.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Blessings to all.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Have a very, very good and joyous month. See you next time.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I enjoyed your broadcast on Tuesday. I listened to it.
Oh, good, Linda. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yeah. For those of you still on the line, we can put a quick plug on Jazz Up Your Life with Judy, the replay of the call that Linda and I did with her on Tuesday, which we were very happy with. It was a very clear expression of what the dolphins are bringing, and we were very, very happy with it. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Linda. And
I did.
So anyone who wants to hear that, it'll be up for a few more days.
Yes, I recommend it. I listened. It was wonderful.
Oh,
yes, it was.
Tina.
I was on it, too.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you all. I love you.
Happy Fourth.
Happy Fourth.
Thank you. Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.